And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 29th of April, 2025. The publication of Suffering, Empathy, and Ecstasy, Animal Liberation as the Furthest Reaches of Our Moral Evolution by Jeremy Yount was on this day in 2019. In this wide-ranging and accessible book, Yount offers a brief survey of some of the most vital historical, scientific, philosophical, and even religious aspects of animal liberation, making connections between sexism, racism, homophobia, and speciesism. He shows why non-human animals are the last group of sentient beings to gain rights, as well as how the movement to extend basic rights to them, something increasing with each generation, is emerging as the historical and moral end goal humanity has been moving toward throughout its evolution. What's partly aided this evolution are scientific discoveries unveiling the biological and moral relatedness of humans and non-human animals. If such facts begin to inform our ethics, then our awareness of these primal bonds, such as suffering, empathy, sorrow, and joy, will enable humanity to move away from its role as oppressor and into one of cohabitant and caretaker of the planet and other beings. The devastating issues related to our current exploitation of other species, human health epidemics, environmental catastrophes, and the unnecessary brutality against other sentient life will finally be confronted in earnest. And it will become apparent that the embrace of animal liberation is, in fact, the beginning of true human liberation. Today at 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, join a Food for Health manifesto by Dr. and Chef Robert Graham. Dr. Robert Graham, MD, MPH, is a leading expert in culinary medicine and board certified in both internal and integrative medicine. He also holds a Master's of Public Health from Harvard. In 2018, he became one of fewer than 50 doctor chefs worldwide after earning a culinary degree from the Natural Gourmet Institute. As co-founder of Fresh Med, Dr. Graham integrates food and lifestyle into healthcare. He also serves as chief health officer at Performance Kitchen, developing medically tailored meals for chronic disease management, and advises Fortune 2000 companies on corporate wellness strategies. His food-first approach is reshaping patient care by bridging culinary expertise with medical science. Don't miss this opportunity to gain valuable insights into the future of nutrition-driven healthcare. Find the Zoom link for this event in today's show notes. And today at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, join Mission in Action, World Week for Animals in Laboratories. The event description reads, "In honor of World Week for Animals in Laboratories, we are spotlighting one of the most urgent and heartbreaking issues of our time, animal experimentation. Join our fearless Captive Animals Campaign specialist, Brittany Michelson, for a powerful and eye-opening discussion that will expose the reality of what animals endure behind closed lab doors, and what we can do to stop it. This year's initiative focuses on ending cruel and unnecessary experiments in university laboratories, where countless animals are burned, poisoned, mutilated, and killed in the name of research. Together we can build a world where no animal suffers for science. Be part of the change. Find the Zoom link in today's show notes." And here is a poem for today, Think of Others, by Mahmoud Darwish. As you prepare your breakfast, think of others. Do not forget the pigeons' food. As you conduct your wars, think of others. Do not forget those who seek peace. As you pay your water bill, think of others, those who are nursed by clouds. As you return home to your home, think of others. Do not forget the people of the camps. As you sleep and count the stars, think of others, those who have nowhere to sleep. As you liberate yourself in metaphor, think of others, those who have lost the right to speak. As you think of others far away, think of yourself and say, if only I were a candle in the dark, Think of Others by Mahmoud Darwish. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to think of others today.